Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Osirianas. Old time favorite.
Yeah,
we also
checked
out Shinsia with Can't Anymore 751. Thank you once again for choosing your favorites and the Yellow Vettel Jella, the Ennis Gay, and Shaquan. Now, is it yesterday again that we mentioned the Alabuga start world? But we just mentioned it in a small bit, just a little drop in the ocean, okay? It seems like there's a whole situation that's going on there. It pops up on my TikTok like crazy, on Twitter. Everybody is talking about it. Shaquan, take us from the beginning.
Okay.
From the beginning.
It's a lot.
Until where we are right now.
Where we are right now. All right, cool. So, you know what? The Alabuga Start, also referred to as Alabuga Start World, relocation program to Russia. Specifically regarding, you know, we're just going to converse specifically regarding its purpose, operations, associated risks, and concerns that were raised in South Africa, including possible links to human trafficking and exploitation. Reason why we're having this conversation is we know for a fact that a lot of us are influenced by everything that South Africa does. We also know that even Gen Z is influenced a lot by South African influencers and so forth. And why influencers are coming into this conversation is because this Alabuga Start program recruited influencers from South Africa to promote this program.
Okay.
Red flag number one, that in itself, right? Because there's South Africa and Russia have a really good working relationship, right? So why is it that we didn't see ministers shaking hands with ministers?
Some
from
sort of governmental involvement.
Involvement, right? Where the two countries come together. Russia presents this amazing opportunity that they have that can upskill the South African youth, because obviously right now but the South African official unemployment rate right now is 32.9%.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, Russia can read on that and say that, you know what, we actually have opportunities that we can help, you know, with this or curb this problem a little bit more, right? We'll offer opportunities. The process, the requirements, and so forth. And then we can have, you know, the South African youth come over to Russia and they can attain, you know, whatever skills in whatever industry. First red flag is the influencers that they used. Please tell me where I see Cyan.
Like the type of influencers.
The type of influencers, right? Cyan Bougie is on my timeline telling girls to give up, you know, like just, you know, just pack your bags and this is like the fresh start that you need. And apparently, her words, verbatim.
Yeah.
Apparently, girls are treated properly here. It doesn't matter what race you are, whether you're black, you're colored, and stuff. Just come through to Russia. And then, you know, you just can work in different industries like hospitality and so many more. And then you just get paid really good money. Be for real. Cyan Bougie of all people telling you to pack your bags.
Of all people, man.
To go to Russia. No way.
Something.
And when I say the type of influencers that they use, obviously they were looking for numbers.
Yeah.
Right? Which makes sense. Obviously you want your message to go out there. But also you cannot tell me that someone who doesn't have official education, even tertiary education, is telling me to pack my bags to go to Russia to explore other opportunities. Yes, you know, we had a conversation with Jonas Mambo, for example, partner.
Yeah.
He studied in Russia and he had a pleasant experience.
Yeah,
but this program in itself, it doesn't even seem like that the government of Russia co-signs the program. Right. So Cyan Bougie takes, you know, she has 1.something million followers on TikTok. Imagine how many girls look up to Cyan, right? They use Sima. Sima is a podcaster. Ghost and Klubio. I think they were dating at one point. And then there's another married couple as well that's also been pushing. But like, it's just influencers, man. But it's those, I'm here for the vibes type of influencers.
Yeah.
I want a quick bag type of influencer, you know?
Yeah.
My question is, if the program is so good, why are you not going? If the program is so good and it's legitimate and so forth, why aren't you sending your cousins there? Right? Now you are here putting other people's kids at risk because, man, we come from different backgrounds. For example, maybe I'm a teen mom, ne? and I haven't been able to find a job. And I hear of this opportunity, then it's like a 2-year program, right? So then I think to myself, okay, 2 years, my child is now 1 year, or he's 1 year. So then like at 3 years, I come back and then, you know, I'd have a better future for the child or whatever it is, right? The problem is that even the South African government partner was not aware of it.
Okay, no, so where does the trafficking situation come in?
Okay, so the trafficking situation comes in because the program is also very vague. Even when you go on their website, when this news broke out, partner, they deleted, or not deleted, but they disabled their website.
They disabled their website.
I was unable to access that website for probably 2.5 days. And then only yesterday in studio is where I could actually click on it. But you can even see the website doesn't even look legit, bruh. They have one of the influencers comes and interviewing one of the girls who's been there in Russia for quite a while. Are you happy here? I can tell you that girl's body language was telling me, get me out of here, right? And as she's doing the interview, there's a guy at the back who's kind of like peeping through, kind of making sure that you're saying the right things, kind of vibes.
And that's where people started now raising questions.
Yes, raising questions, right? What is this program actually about? And then also, partner, they're like, oh, no, you can come here, upskill yourself. You can work in industries like hospitality and so many more. The so many more is not coming. They're also not even saying, like, if you are in the hospitality industry, you need this, you're going to be studying or you need this qualification, this is how much you're going to be paid. There's none of that, right? All of them are saying the same thing. You can work in hospitality and so many other industries. And then people started questioning them and, like, is this actually for real? Like, what is going on here, right? And then you see them recording other videos, partners, saying things like, no, it is a legit program. You guys just need to go and go find out yourself. Why don't you pack your bags and go? You know, then it hits me.
Yeah.
These influencers, depending on the number of followers that they have, and influence that they have, partner, they were paid between 50,000 rands and 100,000 rands.
This is now revealed by official figures or
what? Yes.
Like, oh, yeah.
So this is now conversations that were leaked through voice notes and so forth. Okay. And obviously when people started asking questions, the influencers themselves were saying now to the person that linked them, just saying that, okay, should we delete the videos because people are really going on about this or whatever it is. What I don't appreciate is influencers lying to people. Because these influencers all now started recording videos apologizing for their part in this, saying that, no, I did my extensive research. Extensive? All it took me, Shaquan, on a Saturday morning was one Google search. And I found more than 15 articles of human trafficking linked to this Alabuga story. But you did extensive program. I mean, extensive research. There's a guy who says, well, I got three managers. He's an influencer from South Africa, but I'm just vibes, Kutersman, you know? He's like, I got three managers. I have lawyers. Because also last year, I ended up, you know, promoting a scam situation. And I vowed to myself that I'll never find myself in this situation. You have three managers for what? Okay, another question. Conversation for another day. But your three managers couldn't Google search and look at, because when you Google search right now on TikTok, Alabuga Start World Program, the videos that pop up is even of Nigerian creators that were begging for their Nigerian sisters who were stuck in Russia to come back. So partner, apparently this is what's happening. They get the girls that side, they start working in factories, building drones for the war.
For the war in Ukraine.
In Ukraine. So that's what our sisters are going there. And also what raised another really huge flag is that they're looking for girls that look like Shay.
There was a specific demographic.
They're looking for black girls between the ages of 18 and 22. Because apparently, for some reason, we are resistant to chemicals and vatsokhutas that they use in those factories. What?
Oh my goodness.
So my question is, what happens now to the influencers that were shoving this down the throats of our girls? What happens to the girls that are there already? What if there are Namibian girlies that actually fell for this, that are already in Russia? Because they've been advertising this since the beginning of the year, partner. But the program itself has been investigated since last year, October.
So what's the legal recourse here? Like real repercussions?
Yes.
Hold that thought, Shaquan. We'll continue with it in a bit.
If you have a windscreen split.
.09, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Your favorites on your radio, the NSK and Shaquan. Now, Shaquan, you were still telling us about the Alabuga saga in South A. And obviously, we're sharing it because we know for a fact that we all get influenced by South Africa one way or another, whether it's sports, music, academics, you name it. If South Africa sneezes, we catch the huge cold.
Oh, absolutely.
So now with this saga, you were still telling us about the fact that some influences were unapologetic or were apologetic.
Yeah.
Please continue with that, Shiko.
Yeah. So Sima, for example.
Oh, yeah. And you were asking what repercussions can they really face? Like a serious recourse, not just, oh, we'll cancel them and then they stand there with their 10 million followers.
So now the thing is, it's a very valid question. What really happens to these influencers that were paid to push this on social media, right? Because the thing is also, like, there's a lot of people who already fell victim to this program or their videos and so forth and stuff. A lot of people came out with their experiences as well. There's also like a really huge blog in South Africa that I've been following this blog for many, many years, but it's also like they will never say anything that they don't have receipts for.
Yeah.
Now she shares, or the person that runs the blog shares screenshots, a conversation that she had with her niece in Feb already. Because the niece was looking for opportunities abroad.
Yeah.
And that program came
popped up. Yeah.
And they were basically just looking at, you know, how do I get myself in and so forth. And then the requirements itself scared her away. But then there are other people that can overlook the requirements because they are so desperate, right? I see an interview of a girl from Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Very young girly, definitely in her early 20s. I think she said she was 22, if I'm not mistaken. And this girl is sitting in this, she's being interviewed basically, sort of like, you know, what her experience has been and so forth. And you can see how stiff this girl is. And she's like shaking as she's talking, right? But then she's like, no, I came here from Sri Lanka and it was very difficult for me to integrate into the, you know, Russian culture, if you will, especially the language. I started off as a cleaner. This so-called hospitality industry that they keep selling these people, right?
Yeah.
So she apparently started off as a cleaner, and then 6 months later she was promoted to housemaid. What? So what they're selling is that you are coming to work, ne?
Okay.
But you're also going to study at the same time.
All right.
Right? But they're just like in various industries, but like on the documentation that they have, emphasis is on hospitality.
Okay.
Because, you know, let's be for real, hospitality,
yeah, it's a very vague term. It's very vague, actually. If you
think about it, it's a very vague term, and it could mean a lot of very even degrading things that are happening in said industry. We almost don't know. We are so far away, right?
Exactly.
So, partner, the South African government has now also just just been pushing the more information. Through the news, social media, and so forth, to just alert everyone else to just quit applying for this program, because also there's no guarantee that you'd be found safely and alive to be brought back home to your family.
Yeah, it's a diplomatic mess if you're not trafficked.
Exactly.
And you went there willingly.
Yes.
You know, it's
and from the looks of things, people was also saying, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but this was now from Nigerian creators that were saying that they even have people that went over that side that even told them that the moment that they came there, their passports were taken from them.
Of course, it's a trafficking program.
Right?
Well, allegedly.
So now, allegedly. So now the UN is involved. Interpol is involved.
That's it.
So it's a very serious matter, man. You know, so if Russia is found guilty of contravening, obviously, human rights and so forth, it's a bigger problem than we can deal with. So rather just stay home, nay. I know, you know, times are tough, but it's better than finding yourself in a foreign land and we have no means of getting you back. Imagine us poor Namibians, bra. How will we get you back home, right? And then also the influencers and our partners start getting called out. They start to feel the smoke. Then they now reach out to the person that linked them with the program or the deal, so to say. Mind you, some of those influencers were flown to Russia to go and record in front of the campus. To be very honest with you, in this time of AI, anything is believable. But partner, you could see that background was very AI.
Was it verified? Like
No. Oh, from my views, that's what I saw. That it's so AI.
Okay.
It's just like so fake, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's as if like it's a campus that doesn't even, you know, exist. so to say. Mm-hmm. And even if the campus does exist, what really happens at the campus, right? So, you know, the influencers must now start to talk to the person that linked them with the deal.
Yeah.
And then they were basically like, okay, should I delete the video or whatever? And then the guy is saying, he's heard on the voice note, but yeah. I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah.
He's saying that should you delete the video, it's also going to have repercussions at the end, because then you won't be paid in full, what.
Exactly.
But mind you, some influencers were already paid in full. Sima got 100K.
100K.
She got 100K and she was flown to Russia. Right?
Wait,
so my thing is also, partner, you yourself, ne, as young, because these girls are like early 20s. Sima Khutar, they're babies.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, yeah, maybe they don't have proper management. They really just, it was like an oversight from their side, because you heard this big deal and you're like, ah, no, let's go shop. You know what I mean? But I'm just thinking to myself, you yourself packed your bags and went to Russia. Really? And also, you are in business with an institution from Russia, the Russia that we fear. Are you the craze? And then also, partner, we paid you money.
Yeah.
For content that needs to fly on 1, 2, 3 social media sites. You delete the video. What if I come for you?
Yeah, of course.
You're playing with Russians. Like, it's crazy business, right? Cyan, who's the main girl now.
Yeah.
She does a video, right? Yeah, I apologize. I'm very sorry. And... Have a nice day if you want. That's what she says at the end of the video.
The thing is, I want to know, how did they come to the point where they realize that this may be a trafficking syndicate,
yeah,
and that they need to apologize?
It's when people started calling them out.
And this is now like on a whole, on a mass scale.
Yes, on a
mass scale.
Yes, that's when people started making videos, stitching them and so forth.
Because to be honest
with you, partner, there's no way that these people will tell us, as influencers, you did a Google search and nothing popped up that raised your alarm bell.
Sheikh, what do you think I'm going to Google there if you're telling me about 100,000? I'm not Googling anything.
No, but the thing
100,000,
is...
100,000,
okay,
let's go.
Okay, but here's the thing, right? Mm. You have a brief in front of you, right?
Yeah.
The brief is also vague.
True, true.
Possibly you would get on Google to see their website.
Mm.
And when you get on the website, I mean on Google, you put in the name, what pops up is also other articles.
Other weird stuff, yeah.
It doesn't just end there. You know, how does that not like race you? Because you're now being... implicated in something so serious. Because, partner, let me tell you, if you go on TikTok right now and you search Cyan Bougie,
yeah,
it says Cyan Bougie human trafficking.
Oh my,
you search
word.
For Sima human trafficking.
Oh my
and
word.
And all the other influencers now, human trafficking is linked to your brand.
Yes,
now is. You can't even get proper, real, legitimate business from reputable brands,
yeah,
like, you know, the insurance companies,
for
the
instance, yeah,
Showmax and all of those things, because now you affiliated yourself with something that's so serious, and as South Africans, you're already dealing with a human trafficking issue.
Yeah. Okay, so
where
do we stand right
where
now?
Where we stand right now is that it seems that there might be police cases opened.
Against the influencers. Okay.
Yes, but we don't know for a fact that it has been done. But I did see news inserts and conversations happening and so forth. That because there are consequences for everything that we do, right?
100%.
And people are calling for the influencers to be held accountable. We'll let you know. But all I'm saying is just that speak to your cousins, your nephews, or whatever. Not even nephews, just cousins at this point, because they're apparently only looking for black girls.
Yeah.
Tell them to not even fall for this, because
you see, Sheikh, that's why. That's why I've always been wary about this influencer culture, right?
Mm.
I've always been wary of it for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
One, are you recommending this product because you personally are attached to it, and you feel really this thing helps, or are you recommending this product or service simply because you got paid? And for me, that is the most dangerous thing, because if I have a propaganda, if I have an agenda and I have money, you said 100K, man, I have money. I throw 200K at Shaquan. Shaquan has 1 million followers. I tell Shaquan, yo, push this thing. Whatever my agenda is, that's dangerous. That you can change the mindset of a whole society.
Mm-hmm.
And that is borderline treason right there. That is very dangerous.
Yeah.
So I've always had, you know, question marks about this influencer thing. And, you know, I've checked out some of those influencers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've checked out some of their followership.
Mm.
These guys have crazy numbers.
Crazy numbers, yeah.
Crazy
and
numbers.
And whatever they say, people are eating them. In everything they say, yeah. You're eating it in the mouth.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know these guys. I really don't know these guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I went on to check their numbers.
Yeah.
Million followers.
Yes.
Half a million.
Yes.
2 million. 3 million.
10 million likes on just TikTok, just on one platform.
And
now
that,
imagine yeah. how many people they reached.
You see, Shaquan, here's the thing, right? If you go back to the Rwanda genocide, right?
Yeah.
If you study it properly, scholars will tell you the propaganda started on radio. That was in the 90s.
Yeah.
The propaganda started in radio.
Mm-hmm.
It caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in 2025... what is stopping an unrest from starting?
Dude.
Simply because of influences.
Mm.
It's something to think about. I'm telling you, this is very, very serious.
Mm.
As Shaquan, we've got a couple of reactions from the tea that you spilled
yeah.
on this clean carpet. Now it's all dirty.
Yeah. Hectic.
Here's Nona's response to that story, to the Alabuga story.
Shay. Can you imagine if Grace Mondlana had agreed to that campaign? Oh my God. Yo, we would have lost, not even Namibians, but a lot of South African young girlies would have gone because the way young girls believe in Grace. Sure.
Mm.
I'm actually glad she didn't accept to campaign for the thing.
Mm.
Yo, guys. But also, yeah, 100K, boss. 100K is a lot of money. But also, it's just, you are just being very heartless and selfish for you to campaigning or pushing something that is risky and very bad.
Right. So tell me about the Grace situation.
Grace Mondlana.
Yeah.
Grace Mondlana right now is the top influencer in South Africa.
Oh, she's the queen bee.
She's the queen bee.
Okay.
There's not a video that Grace Mondlana posts that doesn't have more that doesn't have. Okay, it's a million up.
Okay.
Minimum. Million.
Average.
So, literally.
And they also tried most now. The Alabuga people also
tried.
Yes,
they tried because they were approaching the big, big influencers and Grace declined.
Uh-huh.
And Grace is most, she's not a... Grace is she's a teacher. She's a qualified teacher.
And she's not the only one that declined this.
Yes.
There's also other big influencers.
There's this guy, Lucas Radebe's son, Primo something, Primo Baloyi. He also declined.
How do we know they declined?
Because they posted about it.
Screenshots, okay.
No.
Or
she did a video.
Oh, okay.
Of him saying that, yo, when you see people, going, or people being dragged for the campaign, you declined. That was what Primo said.
Oh, okay.
And Grace also posted something on her close friends. I was on it, but then I removed myself because just way too many notifications. But like, imagine, she speaks to 2 million people every day.
My goodness. Here's Kevin.
So Nona has a point.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Nona. Here's Kevin's thoughts.
Yeah. A very good morning to you guys. I hope you guys are well. I just wanted to add my views on what Shaquan is saying now about the program that is happening in South Africa. I believe strongly that the government can intervene even much stronger to pass a law or policy that makes sure that programs like this must be endorsed by the embassy of that specific country. If the embassy does not endorse it, then programs like that should not even be on social media. I think the Ministry of MICT in Africa should be able to come up with stricter rules that emphasize that or that put penalties or whatever should be in place so that we don't have suchness. Really, it's very sad to see young Africans falling victim and sometimes end up losing their lives and traumatized. I believe that is very sad and something should be done and can be done. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mm. Yeah, man. If it's, honestly speaking, if it's not embassy, if it's not politically endorsed, if it's not then you probably need to just to like, hey, Vahir.
Yeah,
Vahir Biggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's leave it at that. If you missed it, it will be up on our website pretty soon. Thank you once again for choosing us. We appreciate it. 8:31, a tidbit.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.